Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today we're going to start a new devotional series on 1 Samuel. And before we get into the passage, I want to just share a little bit about why 1 and 2 Samuel exist. Up until this moment, there has been no king over Israel, even though God had been their king since the very beginning. Instead, God had given judges to Israel, men and women who would fulfill God's purposes to deliver his people from their enemies. Now, the story that we read in 1 and 2 Samuel is the establishment of the Israelite monarchy, the Israelite kingdom, and David's journey to sitting on the royal throne after Saul. But first, we're going to read a passage today about the birth of another man named Samuel, whom we'll see that God uses to anoint David. So let's read 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 1 to 20. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 1 to 20. There was a certain man of Ramathaim Zaphim, of the hill country of Ephraim, whose name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, son of Elihu, son of Tohu, son of Zuph, an Ephrathite. He had two wives, the name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. Now, this man used to go up year by year from his city to worship and to sacrifice to the Lord of hosts at Shiloh, where the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were priests of the Lord. On the day when Elkanah sacrificed, he would give portions to Peninnah, his wife, and to all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah, he gave a double portion, because he loved her, though the Lord had closed her womb. And her rival used to provoke her grievously to irritate her, because the Lord had closed her womb. So it went on year by year. As often as she went up to the house of the Lord, she used to provoke her. Therefore Hannah wept and would not eat. And Elkanah, her husband, said to her, "Hannah, why do you weep? Why do you not eat? And why is your heart sad? Am I not more to you than 10 sons?" After they had eaten and drunk in Shiloh, Hannah rose. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat beside the doorpost of the temple of the Lord. She was deeply distressed and prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. And she vowed a vow and said, "O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your servant and remember me, and not forget your servant, but will give to your servant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall touch his head." As she continued praying before the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was speaking in her heart, only her lips moved and her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli took her to be a drunken woman. And Eli said to her, "How long will you go on being drunk? Put your wine away from you." But Hannah answered, "No, my lord, I am a woman troubled in spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I have been pouring out my soul before the Lord. Do not regard your servant as a worthless woman. For all along I have been speaking out of my great anxiety and vexation." Then Eli answered, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition that you have made to him." And she said, "Let your servant find favor in your eyes." Then the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad. They rose early in the morning and worshipped before the Lord. Then they went back to their house at Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. And in due time, Hannah conceived and bore a son, and she called his name Samuel, for she said, "I have asked for him from the Lord." Amen. All right, so as we read about the birth of Samuel, we see that Samuel was born out of sheer desperation. As we look at the life of Hannah, we see that there is this sheer desperation that she has because she endured a lot of suffering. You know, to be a woman who was not able to bear children was looked down upon by society. It was seen as worthlessness. And I think that's part of the reason why she says this to Eli, who calls her a drunken woman. But that was adding on to the fact that she was a barren woman. And she says, "Do not regard your servant as a worthless woman. For all along, I have been speaking out of my great anxiety and vexation." we see that there is this anxiety, this bitter weeping, this distress that she's going through. And not only that, we read in verses 6 to 8, that there was a rival that she had in her life. Someone who would provoke her year after year, grievously to irritate her, because the Lord had closed her womb. There was someone who would make fun of her or push certain buttons to make her feel worthless. This was where the sheer desperation was coming from. As she came to the Lord, she prayed and wept bitterly. She made a vow to the Lord, and she would pray in such a way that Eli would think that she was drunk. If you've ever prayed in desperation, perhaps there have been times when you've just been moving your lips very quickly, uttering words in prayer, but there was nothing coming out of your mouth. No voice was heard. And I think this is exactly what was happening in Hannah's life. Out of sheer desperation, she was praying to the Lord. She was speaking in her heart. Only her lips moved and her voice was not heard. And that's the kind of desperation that we see through the life of Hannah and her prayer. Hannah was desperate for the Lord's help. She was desperate for the Lord's comfort. She was desperate for her son. And so she comes to the Lord in sheer desperation. But not only do we see that Samuel was born out of sheer desperation, but he was also born in holy devotion. When she made that vow to the Lord in verse 11, she says, "O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your servant and remember me and not forget your servant, but will give to your servant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall touch his head." When Hannah makes that vow, she's essentially saying that if you give to me a son, I will wholly devote this child to you all the days of his life. No razor shall touch his head essentially means that he is going to be holy to the Lord. Nothing shall touch his head. And that was the dedication that Hannah was making for her future son. And so Samuel was born into this life of holy devotion to the Lord. But not only that, we see that the Lord remembered her. You know, when Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, knew has several connotations, but a lot of times it can mean some aspect of sexual intercourse. And so Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. The Lord remembered her. And I think it is in his remembrance that we see his mercy. Samuel was born out of God's mercy. And so Samuel was born out of sheer desperation, in holy devotion, and out of God's mercy. And God had a plan to use Samuel to anoint David, who will be the king of Israel. And it's through the line of David that we will come to see the Messiah. God is faithful to fulfill his promises to give us the rightful king, a king who will live forever. And so I hope that as you continue to follow along with us in these devotionals in 1 Samuel, that you'll come to see God's faithfulness through all of this. There are these moments in time that we need to look at, and we see different aspects of the story of the gospel. But as we look at the bigger picture of what God is doing, we see God's faithfulness to fulfill his promises. But for today, we look at the story of the birth of Samuel, a child who was born. out of his mother's sheer desperation. Dedicating her child in holy devotion, trusting that God will pour out his mercy upon her. Today I want to invite us to come to the Lord in such manner, with sheer desperation for God, wholly devoting our lives to the Lord, trusting that he will continue to pour out his mercy upon us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word today. And as we started 1 Samuel, we see, Lord, that you are a God who hears our cries. Even in the hardest times, even when we feel like no one else is around us to hold on to us, to comfort us, to walk with us, Lord, you are there. You are the one who hears our cries, and you are the one who responds. You are the one who remembers. And so, God, we thank you that out of your mercy, you heard the cries of Hannah, and you hear our cries today. Lord, just as Hannah, a godly woman who cried out to you, God, Lord, just as she did that, making a vow to you, trusting, Lord, that you will pour out your mercy upon her. God, I pray that we too would come to you, trusting, Lord, that you are God, worth devoting our lives to, because you hear our cries. You are the one who is always near us and provides for us. So, Lord, we thank you. We pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Thanks for joining us in our devotionals. I hope you were blessed, and let's continue to turn to the Lord in desperation, devotion, and trusting our lives to God's mercy. Have a great day.